Other questions from members of council? The next candidate is Hannah McCausland. And Hannah, do you prefer Ms. McCausland?
Yes.
Ms. McCausland, you have the floor.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone who has gone before me. I have quite the seat to fill, I guess, after going after two high, well-known people, I guess, to say. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. If it's still the morning, good afternoon, members of council and public. My name is Hannah McCausland. I'm honored to stand here before you today as a candidate who is eager to serve our community with dedication and compassion. I come to you as a blank slate, open to learning, growing, and working collectively with each of you. My goal is to bring fresh perspective, rooted in empathy, and a deep understanding of the diverse challenges and opportunities that our community faces. I pride myself on being a people person, someone who thrives on building genuine connections and fostering an inclusive environment where every voice is heard. Whether you live in a rural setting or an urban one, I understand the unique living challenges each scenario presents. Having experienced both lifestyles, I can appreciate the tranquility of rural living, of rural life, as well as the vibrancy and complexity of urban living. My commitment is to bridge the gap between these two worlds, ensuring that our policies and initiatives reflect the needs of all of our residents. As a parent, I understand the joys and hurdles that young families face. Raising children in today's world is both rewarding and demanding. I am dedicated to creating a supportive environment for young families, offering them resources and opportunities that enable their families to thrive. Whether it's enhancing educational programs, improving access to childcare, or providing safe recreational spaces for families to get involved so they can support our local associations and not have to travel, or maybe even see some more development in the industrial park so we could provide employment for Brightonians. They don't have to find work to raise their families and leave the community. Together we can continue to make Brighton a nurturing place for families to grow. Speaking of growth, I want to acknowledge the younger daffodil in our community. By this, I mean the youth and young adults who represent the future of Brighton, people like me. Their perspectives, energy, and aspirations are vital to our community's progression. I am passionate about engaging with our younger generation, understanding their dreams, and involving them in shaping the future of this town. Living in Brighton my whole life makes me appreciate all the local attractions we have. So preserving our heritage and natural attractions is a cause close to my heart. Presqu'île Park, Goodrich Loomis, and Proctor Park. These treasures are not just another walking trail, meetup spot, or park. They are integral to our identity and well-being. I am committed to ensuring these spaces are protected and cherished for future generations to enjoy. By promoting sustainable practices and responsible stewardship, we can maintain the natural beauty and resources that define our community. Moreover, I'm committed to addressing some of the most pressing issues facing our town today, homelessness and addiction. These challenges require a compassionate, multi-faced approach. I believe in working closely with local organizations, healthcare providers, and community members to develop comprehensive strategies that provide support, resources, and pathways to recovery for those in need. Together, we can create a community where everyone has the opportunity to lead a fulfilling life. In closing, I want to express my heartfelt dedication to this community. I am ready to listen, learn, and lead with a clear vision of Brighton that is inclusive, vibrant, and sustainable. I look forward to working along each side of you to make this vision a reality. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you, Ms. McCausland. I'll open the floor to members of council. Councilor Wielder.
Thank you, Mayor. We first met when you were in grade 10 and you just won a science fair competition.
Yes.
And I remember at the time being very impressed. I was not yet on council, but I was trying to get an environmental sustainability committee started.
Yes.
And you ended up going around the world talking about how to make microbes eat plastic. Is that correct?
Just biodegradable plastic.
Biodegradable
plastic. Yeah, so we created a biodegradable plastic.
Tell me what you learned in that experience about our place in Ontario and our place in the world.
I think that obviously I kind of base on we're living in a floating rock, which is great. We're all here to live and enjoy life. That's what we want. We want what's best for our families, our friends, everyone to enjoy. So we need to do what's best for our environment. With that, I learned that there are a lot of other countries doing more recycling, more tests, more, I don't know, maybe progress reports on how they're doing in their towns, where we're focused more on what's going wrong with all of the people in our town and kind of things like that. So I think they're focusing more on their environmental state, whether we're focused on more of how we're doing necessarily, and with the world went so sideways with COVID and everyone wants to kind of, you know, go back to their roots maybe, if that answers your question. Okay.
Thank you both. Councilor Dotwell.
Thank you so much. Ms. McCausland, nice to see you here.
You as well.
So as you were speaking, I mean, there's the elephant in the room that you are the youngest candidate on this floor.
Yes.
Or person or nominee, I suppose it would be. And it struck me that we have this in terms of age.
Mm-hmm.
We have people representing the 70s, the 60s, the 50s. We have two 40s until 2.5 months from now when I will enter the 50s. And we don't hear really ever from those other than Mr. Wheeldon outside of this room in the 40s, the 30s, the 20s,
mm-hmm.
as adults.
Yes.
And then the young adults underneath that. What is something that you see within that demographic, being the bumper, you're in the middle, they're one below, one above.
Mm-hmm.
What is something that you see that we could do to improve what we're doing here in this chamber?
Honestly, I kind of sound like I'm repeating myself because a lot of people have said the same things, but honestly, just being more open to the public. I know a lot of people my age struggle with just feeling like they don't know what's going on in town. They don't know what this tax is. They don't know what this bylaw means. They don't, and maybe that's just them not inserting themselves where they could, you know, ask questions. So it could just be a confidence thing there. It could be just us being more open, maybe asking more questions, maybe making, I know these things are very open, but not necessarily, a lot of people don't understand how open they are. I know you guys make it very obvious that they're very open, and it's maybe just people not reading, but just more being more inclusive, I guess, and making more things open, honestly, even though I do sound like I'm repeating myself, but.
They're very good points, and they deserve repeating.
Thank you.
Thank you both. Councilor Rowley.
Well, Hannah and I have something in common, and no, it's not our age. We're both lifelong residents.
Yeah.
So, Hannah, I want to come up with another question or two, but
okay.
I'm going to just start with my $50,000
okay.
question. If you were given $50,000, how would you use that to best improve something in our community?
So this is one that I've been sitting with, as you have said. Come on, guys, let's get ready for this question. Being a young mom, I'm going to say I would probably, not that we lack a lot of, you know, associations in town. We have the Brighton Minor Hockey Association, the Soccer Association. We have a lot of good extracurricular associations in town. But maybe possibly looking at bringing a bigger YMCA to town with a swimming pool or more basketball courts or something that's indoors where we don't have to travel to, say, Trenton, Belleville, Picton, wherever the case may be that some families do go to. We can keep that in town and maybe create more money for the town of Brighton and not have to kind of travel outside of that town. So I think that's what I would do with the $50,000 is maybe, you know, build a recreational center for everyone to enjoy, not just the younger families, but, you know, everyone in this town, because everyone can benefit from everything. Well, thank you.
You can figure out how to build a YMCA for 50 grand.
I know. Well, that's just.
But it would help us get there with design.
Yes, of course.
Members of council, anything else? Go ahead, Councilor Rowley.
Thank you. So I'll ask Hannah,
yes.
Ms. McCausland. You are a young mom.
I am.
And you work.
I do.
And some of us have been young moms. We've been young parents.
Yes.
So we know it's tough.
Yes.
To juggle childcare and work
sure.
jobs. And
mm-hmm.
And as I said earlier, I think what I underestimated most my first term was the fact that how much time it took away from some things that are very important to us other than just our community. Or how do you feel about that? Do you think you can kind of juggle all of that?
I'm just going to start off by saying I have a very large support base in Brighton, as many of you know. My family is kind of in the surrounding area, which is I'm very, very fortunate for. So I have a very large support base. A lot of people do enjoy the company of my daughter. So it's more or less people asking, when can we see her next? When can we hang out with her? So being as though I have a great support system with family and even at work, my work is very flexible. I do work at the beer store, so I'm a friendly face there. I have a very, very, very great support system, so I don't think it would be a problem at all. Yeah. No, thank you.
Thank you both. Anyone else? Ms. McCausland, I'm going to ask you go ahead. You go ahead.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Ms. McCausland, 2026.
I'm going to say pending. I am all about positivity. I want to see the best for Brighton, the best for my future, the best for my daughter's future, everybody that is going to be here. If I can continue to still make a positive impact on the things, if I do get chosen, that I am doing on council, then 100% for sure. If, you know, life, you know, happens and things come in the way, then I guess we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Councilor Wright.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to see you here. I'm so impressed to see you here. It's quite something. It's brave for anybody to come up, but sometimes I think it can be almost a little extra brave when you're young. So congratulations. That's
Thank
amazing.
You.
Being a lifelong resident,
yes,
and as young as you are, what do you think are some of the biggest changes you've seen Brighton go through in the time that you've been on this mm-hmm. earth? And what is something that you would like to see Brighton do? What other change would you like to see happen that would be great for Brighton?
I don't know if, and maybe this is kind of something weird to bring up, but COVID-19 played a big factor in everyone's, you know, gatherings and social events and all that stuff. Growing up in Brighton, I remember Applefest being like the best thing. We did farmers markets every Sunday. I grew up on a farm. We helped out at farmers markets every Sunday. We had a table there, stand there. We had a lot of community events going on, a lot that brought faces, families together, friends within the community. You know, you'd see your neighbor. Hey, like, it was just a very family-orientated community, I would say. And I think COVID kind of drew that away, or maybe put a little bit of a wedge in that. But I think that it's not as big of a thing anymore, but we're still not as connected as we were before. So maybe if we could just kind of come more connected again and be more of a family community, that would be lovely to see.
Thank you both. Now my strategic plan
okay.
question. Yes. What would you add or change in the current strategic
plan? I'm going to be completely honest here. I have not gone over the strategy plan, so I would have to definitely sit down, read it, you know, think of everything that is on that plan and have discussions, learn more, and go from there, I guess.
Well, thank you. Anyone else? Last chance. Ms. McCausland, thank you for
thank
joining
you.
Us today,
thank
and thank you
very much.
For putting your name forward. Okay, friends, it's 1:01 p.m. I'll call this meeting back to order. And thank everyone for rejoining us. I know a couple of our candidates had to go to work and had other obligations, so they will not be returning, but I think everyone else has returned, including members of council. So next steps would be to either throw a name out and have at it, or we could just have a discussion around the table, and I'll be lax about the rules a little bit in order to do that. Councillor Wilden.
Thank you. I did write a few notes down. We are absolutely spoiled for choice. And I would be pleased to see an entire council made up of this pool of applicants, frankly. Maybe we should all quit. The resumes of the applicants tell a story of community service that goes back half a century, and I am grateful for all that you've all accomplished. I'm also grateful for your current service. So many of you are currently serving on committees and boards and community groups. And through that service, make Brighton what it is today. And I know that most of you, it sounds like, intend to run in next term regardless of what happens today, and that is very exciting to me. I think the fact that we asked everybody about that intention shows that maybe it's just that we're in the second half of the term, but we are looking to the future. Looking to the future is something I like to make a habit of, but I'm glad to see that orientation among people around this table as well. I'm sure that no matter who's chosen today, you'll all continue to serve in various ways because you've shown that that's just who you are. So thank you for that. Looking at everybody's resumes over the last several days, I had to think carefully about the qualities of a good elected representative. No expertise is required for the job by design. That expertise is provided by our staff. And while familiarity with the role is certainly a big plus, between our CAO, clerks, and the rest of us here at the table, I feel like we can show somebody the ropes. So what am I really looking for? The job, in a nutshell, is to represent the residents and landowners of Brighton and safeguard and promote their interests by making strategic decisions on their behalf. Practically speaking, that requires us to be able to respect staff when they present us with the facts of the matter, respect one another as we deliberate in good faith and with open minds, and consider and engage the diverse perspectives of our residents as we represent them. So attitude, perspective, and a bit of strategic thinking. Perspective and representation really do matter. And while our current council is more diverse than many in terms of gender mix and age range, you know, look up councils of small towns around Ontario and you'll see plenty of them are a whole bunch of old white guys. And nothing against them, but we are more diverse than that. And yet, we are very much a straight white council that leans older. That's largely proportionate to our population. So it's not necessarily a problem, but our community has a lot of racial and gender diversity that is not currently represented on council. And I will add into that elements of class. We've had to talk today about the difference between professional class jobs and working class jobs who have less control over their schedule, and how we do value wanting to bring that perspective in, wanting to be more open to input from regular working Brightonians. Not everyone gets to rearrange their schedule, but I do feel that having the perspective of somebody who doesn't have that power and ability is maybe worth not having them here at every single meeting in case they couldn't juggle it. But this desire for more perspective and diversity is one of the reasons we formed the JEDI Committee. And I'm so proud to see two of our members here today. The ability to think strategically is critical, not least because the distinction between strategic governance and operation is what defines our role. And we talked about this a little bit earlier. Yes, we provide oversight of the corporation's progress, but we cannot cross the line into operations, something I've been guilty of myself through my simple desire to help. Perhaps our most important role is in setting the strategic plan and realigning ourselves to it regularly as we prioritize the work of staff. Some applicants have participated in strategic planning through council, others through their place of business. This ability to think strategically is really important and critical, and I think it's well represented here today. But the hardest part of strategic planning is thinking clearly about the future. We're bad at it as a species. And there are several cognitive biases that make it hard for us to do. Ask almost anyone how much life has changed in the last 5 years, and they'll say, oh, it's changed so much. Ask them how much they think life will change in the next 5 years. No, we don't think it's going to change much. That's almost universal about people. The exception to this is young people. All they know is rapid change and growth, and they're future-focused because their whole life is ahead of them. In all of my time campaigning at the federal and provincial levels, my favorite events were always talking to high school classes. They asked questions that were fundamental to the policy changes needed to safeguard their own futures. I would go to all candidates' events or meet and greets with adults, and we would talk about the same old policy issues. And a lot of it would come down to dollars and cents and identity issues, us against them kind of stuff. You go to a high school class and they ask you about specific things that will shape their own future. It was always a breath of fresh air. This week, I had the honor of speaking at the Presqu'ile Provost Club, and I mentioned to them how upsetting it is to so frequently hear politicians and activists tell children that they will be the ones to solve climate change. They will be the ones to save the world. They said it to me when I was a kid, and now they're saying it to my kids. and maybe I've said it to other people's kids too. What a burden to put on children, because they don't have any money and they don't have any political agency, and yet we tell them it's on you. There are two ways that we can fix that. We can recognize that we need to be the ones that change through all of the hard work that happens, but also that we need to honor their voices. The switch that gets turned when someone turns 18 from being politically irrelevant to now being a responsible adult, that's a heck of a life change. The Environmental Sustainability Advisory Committee voted to have the ENSS Environment Minister as a standing member of our committee for that reason. We need to hear their voices. I think it would be even better to have more young voices at this table. At 40, it is downright depressing to be the youngest member of council. We have the opportunity here to not just choose the person who is the most electable, which is what normally happens in an election, but to welcome and mentor someone into potentially a lifetime of community service, showing them the ropes in the remainder of this term and preparing them for the next. I think Hannah has proven herself intelligent, ambitious, and brave, and she will not slow us down. Her forward thinking and ability to represent a huge number of residents who currently have the least voice on council is sorely needed.
Thank you, Councillor Whelan. Anyone else wish to say anything? Councillor Rowley? As long as it's with regard to this, of course. Subject matter.
Yeah.
That was just a general statement because I said anything.
Yeah.
But I didn't mean anything.
I don't. It's okay. We understand each other, right? We get it.
Okay.
I just wanted to, because we did, I was thinking maybe we were going to do that before lunch while all of the applicants were still here. But as Jeff alluded to a little bit, we have 9 very capable people sitting here. And if those of you think back to the last election, there were only 7 names on the slate for running for council. So we already have more looking towards the future in 2 years. So regardless of how this goes, I would be pleased to sit with any one of you. And once again, commend you all for taking the time to do for your community what most of us are also trying to do our very best with.
Thank you for that. Anyone else? At the end of the day, we will be setting 8 of you free. You're welcome. And one of you, well, God have mercy on your soul as you join Brighton Council. Thank you for coming and allowing us to grill you. I know standing in front of a podium being interviewed by the 6 of us is not a fun morning, but I think it's important as we try to disseminate who will fill this seat, a seat that has been left vacant, as I have said many times before, by someone who we all very much came to count on. And some of you spoke quite eloquently that we will never be able to replace Byron, and that is absolutely true. But we do need to have someone in that seat who can pick up the council ball, so to speak, and help us roll with it together over the course of the next year and a half or so as we enter into before we enter into what our staff sometimes refer to as silly season, but I think we can call election season. Not a difficult choice, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for that. We have some exceptional people who have come forward, and not to repeat what has already been said, but people who are already engaged in our community from a committee of council level or a board or external agency level, people who are engaged in other aspects of the community with the Arts Council, Probus, experts who have brought us their expertise through contracts and through assistance. And for that, former Councillor LeBlanc, I will thank you, because you have helped our municipality out in droves from time to time. So not an easy decision, but at the end of the day, it is our decision to make. Elections are always probably the preferred way to go. I don't think anyone around this table wanted to put Brighton through 3 elections in 1 year, and we are likely looking at 2, 1 provincial and 1 federal. And so that's why the Municipal Act allows us to make this decision. And I think from both a financial perspective and from a social perspective, it was the right decision to make. Understanding that probably half the community, as Mo told us, would have preferred an election. I get that. I think the people should be making these choices at the end of the day. But they have elected us to make these decisions for them for the next 2 years anyway. So with that, the presented motion before me is that council select, and then there's a blank, as a successful applicant to fill the vacant council position, or that we receive the applicant presentations as information, and then we would forward this decision off to next Monday. I'll tell you that's not my preference. I think we're here now. It's only 1:14. We got through these sessions, through some pretty informative talks, and I would like for us to make a decision. So if there's a name someone would like to put in this blank, I will. Councillor Wilden.
Thank you. That was why I spoke first. I wanted to get a name on the floor. So I would move that we enter Hannah McCausland into that space, for at least for the sake of discussion.
Moved by Councillor Wilden. Is there a seconder? Seconded by Councillor Butwell. But council select Hannah McCausland as the successful applicant to fill the vacant council position. Is there any discussion? Councillor Butwell.
Thank you, and through you, Mr. Mayor. I guess my colleague across the floor has said everything that he would say on this matter. I am keenly aware as well how slanted we are to certain generations and how this community is changing. I see it every single day with the people who are either trying to move into this community or trying to stay in this community. I think that we would be well served by having somebody who is representative of a growing demographic here. That's what I have to say.
Thank you. Anyone else? I guess my only comment would be, I think Hannah's certainly capable of taking on the role. I worry that with only 2 years left in the term, and we all know it takes a good year to get up to speed, that we would already be well into the last year of our term before this particular person would be up to speed. That would be my only concern, and something I would probably say about a number of the candidates. Councillor Wilden.
Thank you, Mayor. I've been thinking about that quite a bit, and I think that often when we elect somebody, we are electing a person who will stand alone. An MP or an MPP represents an entire region, and they are our only representative for 120,000 people. It is, I think, more important in that type of position to have somebody who is experienced and knows the role. In this case, we still have six people around this table who are experienced, who know what we're doing, and not to discount the value of having another person in that chair, but I think we could make do even without someone in that role if it wasn't required of us. I feel so confident in this team, and I'm grateful for you all and the cohesiveness that we've managed to maintain over the last few years. And so if we were in a position where we were, you know, looking down the barrel of a proverbial gun, and we needed somebody who's trained to handle that situation, that would be one thing. But I do think we're in a position of strength at the moment, so we can invest this decision and whatever energy and effort it takes from us and our staff to train up somebody who could be maybe a new source of strength in our community. And we have such a broad pool of wonderful people who want to serve, and that's great. I wish that I could bring you all on for a year, those who don't already have the experience, so that we can have more continuity. But I'm not concerned that we're suddenly going to rock the boat right over if we have a new applicant among us.
Councillor Butwell.
Thank you again, and through you, Mr. Mayor. If we think back to 2022, we have a council of seven, and we had four new people, brand new people, who sat in an elective capacity for the very first time. So a majority of council were completely wet behind the ears still. We are talking about one individual person with three very seasoned, very intelligent, experienced people around this table
We have three remaining who are getting themselves up to speed. I think we're kind of there at this point. I think we're there. And it would be nice to see rotating through somebody else who could bring us a unique perspective that we have not heard before at this level. And it is entry level too. So it may be setting up somebody for a long-term career, and they would be able to gain the necessary experience. I mean, with assistance, I know all of you are fantastic around this table, and I know all of us would extend that assistance to no matter who came, but especially to somebody who is in this community, from this community, probably wants to stay in this community for a very long time. And it is also not a position such as that we're filling, thank goodness, such as the mayor's position, where we would need a seasoned leader of some capacity, nor the position of deputy mayor. We're electing a council person. And I think, much like Mr. Wilden said, we could probably carry on, but we're not allowed to just carry on. We need to add a body. So I think it's a great opportunity to bring somebody on who has proven themselves to be incredibly well-spoken, very intelligent, who wants to be here. And I was not that person at their age, and I'm thankful and I'm surprised that somebody did step up. So I am more than willing, because I'm assuming they're going to literally be filling the seat next to me. Or we may shuffle, I suppose it depends on the alphabet. I know each one of us would help. We have a great staff. We have great people on this floor. And I think that we could help catapult her forward relatively quickly.
Thank you. I feel that I should have stopped you when you said I was very intelligent. Or did you misspeak?
I'm not sure. I'll have to go back and watch the video.
Anyone else wish to comment before I call the vote? Councillor Wright.
I think when I look back at the election in 2022, having four new people was a clear statement from Brighton that they wanted new perspective. They wanted some fresh perspective around the seats. I too am very impressed by Hannah. And I think she would do a wonderful job at bringing that perspective forward that we don't have here right now and probably have never had. I'm not sure what the youngest person on council has ever been over the years, but...
It was me until maybe just now.
So I agree. I think she would make a wonderful addition to the horseshoe.
Well, I will say the feather in Ms. McCausland's hat for me, along with two others, was when they talked about bringing a fresh perspective, because those words were printed on my first election signs. I appreciated that. Anything further for members of council? All those in favor? Any opposed? The motion is carried.